28-year-old Al Bowie lives in Richmond, but when she heard about plans for a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, she felt she had to be there to stand up against racism.
It started getting ugly immediately. They were throwing gas bombs, they were throwing rocks, and once they threw the smoke bombs, what they would do is they'd send guys out with bats and shields just to beat up anybody that was in that general area.
But when police declared a state of emergency and ordered Unite the Right participants to leave a downtown park, Bowie and other counter-protesters were jubilant. They marched through the city in celebration.
People were chanting, "Whose streets are streets?" And there was a guy with a vuvuzela, and he was just blowing that horn as hard as he could.
Minutes later, the sounds of joy were replaced as a car, allegedly driven by 20-year-old James Fields, raced down a narrow street clogged with people, hitting many, crashing into a parked car, and then backing up.
I was on the sidewalk, and I managed to turn just in time to see the impact.
People are badly hurt. Oh my God, badly hurt. We need paramedics right now.
My reaction to that was to immediately run towards the car. I didn't even consider that it could be intentional. I just knew I needed to get people out of there so medics could start working on them. I got about 2 feet away from the bumper, and he put his reverse lights on. I just kind of made peace with it in that moment, like, okay, I'm going to get hit by a car. I wasn't scared or anything. I didn't have time to be scared. So I got hung up on the trunk of his car, and I got smashed into a parked truck.
Her pelvis was broken in 6 places. Nearby lay 38-year-old Star Peterson.
I saw Heather fly through the air, and then I felt bumps, which I later put together were the tires going over my leg.
Her legs and a rib were broken, and she suffered 2 spinal fractures. She would spend nearly a month in the hospital and in rehab. After 5 surgeries, she's still recovering.
I had one infection after another for about a year. So just this year, I've had to have 3 additional surgeries. I had to have my leg mobilized for a long time, so it took a really big detour, and I'm just now finally making additional progress beyond where I was a year ago.
Like Bowie, Peterson still can't work. Both women had health insurance, but copays and deductibles left Bowie with big medical bills. Post-traumatic stress disorder still causes panic attacks that leave her struggling to breathe, and the prospect of a trial has made her psychological problems even worse. Still, she plans to be in court to testify and to observe. Star Peterson will also take the stand.
Because I need to do something for the woman I saw murdered, and I feel like testifying on her behalf is something I can do for her.
If he's found guilty, Fields could be sentenced to life in prison without parole in Charlottesville Circuit Court and may get the death penalty in federal court next year if he's convicted of a hate crime that led to the death of Heather Heyer. I'm Sandy Houseman.